"Sold again," said the cynical Gerald. Joshua stood a little amazed, and not altogether satisfied. They both watched the large tent. In a few moments there emerged from the opening not the young girl, but a stately-looking woman of middle age and commanding presence. The instant she appeared, the whole camp seemed to stand still. The clamour of tongues, the laughter and noise of the work were, for a second or two, arrested, and every man or woman who sat or crouched or lay stood up and faced the imperial-looking gypsy. "The Queen, of course," murmured Gerald. "We're in luck tonight." The gypsy queen threw a searching glance around the camp, and then, without hesitating an instant, came straight over and stood before Joshua. "Hold out your hand," she said in a commanding tone. Again Gerald spoke, sotto voce. "I've not been spoken to in that way since I was at school. Your hand must be crossed with gold." 100% at this game," whispered Gerald, as Joshua laid another half-sovereign on his upturned palm. The gypsy looked at the hand with knitted brows, and then suddenly looking up into his face said, "Have you a strong will? Have you a true heart that can be brave for one you love?" "I hope so, but I am afraid I have not vanity enough to say yes."